12. Child Language Acquisition. Various theories have been proposed to explain how children manage to acquire the adult language. Do children learn by imitation? There are those who think that children merely imitate what they hear. Imitation is involved to some extent, of course, but the sentences produced by children show that children are not imitating adult speech. From whom would children hear "cat stand up table" or any of the sentences like these they produce? Up my pencil. Other one pants. 2 foot. Mommy get it my ladder. What the boy hit. Cowboy did fighting me. Even when children are deliberately trying to imitate what they hear, they are unable to produce sentences that cannot be generated by their grammar. Adult, he's going out. Child, he go out. Adult, that's an old-time train. Child, old-time train. Adult, Adam say what I say. Where can I put them? Child, where I can put them. Neither can the imitation theory account for another important phenomenon. There are children who are unable to speak for neurological or physiological reasons, yet these children learn the language spoken to them and understand what is said. When they overcome their speech impairment, they immediately use the language for speaking. Do children learn by reinforcement? Another theory of language acquisition suggests that children learn to produce correct sentences because they are positively reinforced when they say something right, and negatively reinforced when they say something wrong. This view assumes that children are being constantly corrected for using bad grammar, and patted on the head when they use good grammar. Even if this happened, and it seldom does, how do children learn from such adult responses what it is they are doing right or wrong? This view does not tell us how children construct the correct rules. Whatever correction takes place is based more on the content of the message than on its form. That is, if a child says, "Nobody don't like me," the mother may say, "Everybody likes you." Besides, all attempts to correct a child's language are doomed to failure. Children don't know what they are doing wrong, and are even unable to make the corrections when they are pointed out to them, as is shown in the following examples. 1. Nobody don't like me. No, say, nobody likes me. Nobody don't like me. Now listen carefully. Say, nobody likes me. Oh, nobody don't likes me. 2. Want other one spoon, Daddy? You mean you want the other spoon? Yes, I want other one spoon, please, Daddy. Can you say the other spoon? Other one spoon. Say other. Other. Spoon. Spoon. Other spoon. Other spoon. Now give me other one spoon. Such conversations between parents and children do not take place very often. Mothers and fathers are usually too busy to correct their children's speech. Besides, they are delighted that their young children are talking at all, and consider every utterance to be a gem. The mistakes children make are cute, and repeated endlessly to anyone who will listen. Children form rules. The reinforcement theory fails along with the imitation theory. Neither of these views accounts for the fact that children are constructing their own rules. Different rules govern the construction of sentences as the grammar is learned. Consider, for example, the increasing complexity of one child's negative sentences. At first, the child simply added a no, or some negative morpheme, at the beginning or at the end of a sentence. No heavy. No singing song. No want stand head. No, Fraser, drink all tea. No, the sun's shining. He didn't hear such sentences. This is a simple way to transform a declarative into a negative. At some point, he began to insert a no or can't or don't inside the sentence. He no bite you. I no taste them. That no fish school. I can't catch you. The child progressed from simple rules to more complex rules as is shown below. Declarative. I want some food. Negative 1. No want some food. Negative 2. I no want some food. I don't want some food. Negative 3. I don't want no food. Negative 4. I don't want any food. All children do not show the same development as the child described above, but they all show similarly regular changes. One child studied by Carol Lord first differentiated affirmative from negative sentences by pitch. Her negative sentences were all produced with a much higher pitch. When she began to use a negative morpheme, the pitch remained high, but then the intonation became normal as the negative syntactic markers took over. The same increasing complexity is found in the learning of question constructions. Our examples are taken from the study of one child. Other children may show some differences, but all show the same regular kind of development. At first, the child forms a question by using a question intonation, a rise of pitch at the end of the sentence. Fraser water? I ride train? Sit chair? At the next stage, the child merely tacks on a question word in front of the sentence. He doesn't change the word order or insert do. What he wants? What he can ride in? Where I should put it? Where an pencil? Why you smiling? Such sentences are perfectly regular. They are not mistakes in the child's language. They reflect his grammar at a certain stage of development. The child seems to form the simplest and most general rule he can from the language input he receives, and is so pleased with his theory that he uses the rule wherever he can. The most obvious example of this overgeneralization is shown when children treat irregular verbs and nouns as if they were regular. We have probably all heard children say, bringed, goed, dude, singed, or foots, mouses, sheeps, childs. These mistakes tell us more about how children learn language than the correct forms they use. The child couldn't be imitating. Children use such forms in families where the parents would never utter such bad English. In fact, children may say brought instead of bringed, or broke instead of braked, before they begin to use these incorrect forms. At the earlier stage, they never use any regular past tense forms like kissed, walked, or helped. Thus, they probably don't know that brought is a past at all. When they begin to say played and hugged and helped, as well as play, hug, and help, they have figured out how to form a past tense. They have constructed the rule. At that point, they form all past tenses by this rule. They overgeneralize, and they no longer say brought, but bring and bringed. Notice that the correct forms were already learned, reinforced. But the acquisition of the rule is more important than any previous or practice reinforcement. At some time later, children will learn that there are exceptions to the rule. Only then will they once more say brought. Children seem to look for general patterns, for systematic occurrences.